Welcome to Exploring Security at the Intelligent Edge, a cybercrime magazine podcast series brought to you by Wind River. Wind River is accelerating digital transformation of critical infrastructure by delivering the technology and expertise that enable the deployment of safe, secure, and reliable IoT systems. To learn more about Wind River, visit windriver.com. I'm your host, Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today is Paul Miller, Chief Technology Officer at Wind River. Welcome, Paul. It's so great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Hillary. It's really nice to be here today.
So, Paul, to start off thinking about, you know, what you do at Wind River, tell us a little about your role and your responsibilities as CTO.
Sure, glad to. So, obviously I have the great honor of being a Chief Technology Officer for a company that's a really wonderful place to work. It has a great team. Great culture here. And some of the technology we're working on here that I'm responsible for spans everything from, embedded systems development and modern tool sets around DevSecOps methodology, otherwise known as kind of software factory tool sets, all the way over into cloud infrastructure and highly distributed systems that use Linux as their base technology. We provide a lot of infrastructure like that. The company's been in business for 40 years this year. Very excited about that anniversary. And we're a little different than many of the other software providers out there in that our history is really in safety critical, high availability, embedded systems design, which you might find in aerospace and defense, in industrial, medical, telecommunications. So we tend to provide software technologies for infrastructure that feed into those types of industries. And on a day-to-day basis, I have oversight for all the strategic programs that are, feeding those markets.
Fantastic. And congratulations on the 40-year anniversary. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
So Paul, we've heard a lot about the growing security threats with digital transformation. That's a topic we talk about a lot on Cybercrime Radio. How has this impacted your industry?
Well, I think what we've seen is an emergence of, the hyper-connected device, if you will, right? That the embedded industry for many years with real-time operating systems and such was really in devices that were not connected to anything. There are a lot of devices, we're in over 2 billion devices right now, actually. And many of those devices were non-network connected in the early years, right? They're just compute systems put into an embedded platform and used for some purpose. Now, as you move towards digital transformation really implies the presence of a connected network interface across everything, right? It's the ability to use more modern and software-based methodologies to digitally transform various aspects of business, and that implies networking. And of course, once you bring networking in and the hyper-connectedness of things all the way from the device to the core of a network, you've got a broader threat front, right? That it makes it easier for people to attack that threat surface because it's so much larger and so distributed across a larger number of devices. And so that's how we've really seen digital transformation have an impact in our industry, is it's really brought security to a new level of concern as a result of that connectedness.
Okay. That makes sense. And how is, and you mentioned the intelligent edge. What do you think are the key security characteristics of an intelligent edge device or systems?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it varies based on based on what aspect of the edge you're talking about, and it might be helpful to define a couple of different edge domains. So, for example, we consider the infrastructure edge to be the far edge of the infrastructure domain. Like, say, for example, a service provider that's providing cloud infrastructure, they get all the way to the far edge, but they're not quite at the device, right? And then there is the device itself. So you may think of, say, an Amazon drone or an autonomous vehicle that's connected into that network, that's at the device domain, right? And so when we talk about security characteristics of intelligent edge devices and systems, we're talking about that edge domain, but depending on whether you're talking about an actual device like the vehicle or drone, or a robot in an industrial environment, or we talk about an infrastructure system that's near the edge, your concerns and security characteristics of what you build there are different. Real-time systems have often safety critical requirements for what you do in them, and the way you harden those are very different than the way you harden, for example, a Kubernetes distributed architecture, where you've got to secure communication links with encryption and deal with crypto keys and that sort of thing, versus the ability to reverse engineer and penetrate an embedded device, right? So there's a lot of different action, as you can tell, happening at the intelligent edge, and those characteristics are really important to making sure you have a secure edge.
And you mentioned embedded and how Wind River has a history in embedded systems. So can you elaborate further on how the intelligent edge is different from the traditional embedded industry?
Yes. And there's a few characteristics, right? As an embedded industry, the legacy, we'll call it embedded industry or traditional, you have that kind of specialized device that sits there and does some function, right? Perhaps it's in the energy sector, managing a switch in an energy distribution grid or whatnot. And it's a somewhat an archaic view of that type of device, right? As you bring intelligence into that, you're bringing in the concept of a data feedback loop where information from that edge device is being brought back and being used in some way. Say, for example, that device now includes the concept of being an IIoT device or an industrial Internet of Things device where its sensor capabilities are now being pulled back as data and being used by the provider of the electrical grid for certain purposes, right? Obviously, the connectivity of that embedded device now introduces the need to secure that interface and to secure that data and to deal with certificates and cryptographic keys and securing those as well as they're stored on that edge device. And so we don't actually differentiate the intelligent edge from embedded in that we believe the embedded industry is becoming the intelligent edge, if you see what I mean. The legacy embedded industry was not an intelligent edge, and the new modern one is becoming an intelligent edge because of that connectivity and the data feedback loop. The other thing that's introducing intelligent edge capabilities is really the presence of machine learning and artificial intelligence that can significantly reduce and create efficiencies with how that data is brought back, or to be able to do, you know, predictive functions like outage avoidance or whatnot in networks. And so the presence of machine learning and algorithms like that are very hard to certify from, say, a safety perspective, creates new challenges from a security perspective as well.
Okay. I'm glad I asked you that because that makes a lot of sense. Thank you for clarifying.
Sure.
So how are design teams adapting to the new security requirements of the intelligent edge?
Yeah, so that's been a real modernization in the tool set and things that you include in a software engineering design practice. And you may be familiar with an older software development term, DevOps, right? Where you have the confluence of development and operations characteristics in a software design team. Now there's a more modern term, DevSecOps, right? And this is the modern software factory where in the entire tool chain, as you bring in things like continuous integration tools like Jenkins or cloud-based compilation or automation across the build of the software environment, as you're a design team operating in that environment, you now have new security-centric tools that are brought into that tool flow. So the best possible DevSecOps tool chain will bring a variety of security assets into that, from code inspection and testing and secure container protection mechanisms, for example, in a cloud-native environment. And the design teams then have to embrace that entire stack of tools and run them front to back through the development process to ensure that the applications that you deliver onto the intelligent edge are now secure from using those tools.
And so what security best practices will the intelligent edge adopt from IT and, I guess, subsequently, why?
Yeah, I think that... Yeah, that's a really good question, right? Obviously, there's an overlap in the industries when you talk IT and OT and the edge domain that's may have a heavy presence of embedded systems. A lot of the technologies that we're talking about here, when we simply talk about using Linux at the edge, right? And recognize that you're taking an IT-based operating system technology that's been around for many years and applying it to an embedded device, right? The fact that by using networking and IP interconnectivity and, you know, cryptographic like TLS connections between devices, you're taking technologies from IT and applying them to the intelligent edge, fundamentally because a lot of these networking and compute systems are built with technologies that were based on IT methodologies, right? And so as a result, you've got this heavy presence of IT-related technology and IP interconnect and whatnot at the intelligent edge. And therefore, there's relevance for the security best practices that come from an IT domain. As I've mentioned earlier, things like encrypting a control plane link or securing data or dealing with, you know, if we look at Intel architecture, there's things like the trusted platform module, which has been standardized as IEC 11889, which gives you a secure crypto processor on the platform that you can leverage for securing edge sites with integrated cryptographic keys, for example, right? So I think we're able to use a lot of the IT based security best practices because they are relevant to how we're building edge intelligent systems today.
And you mentioned machine learning earlier. So I'm curious, what role will AI and automation play in securing the intelligent edge?
That's really an exciting topic in our industry nowadays, in that AI and machine learning are really being brought to bear because of really, you know, there's an incredible explosion in the count of devices out there. You think of the reason for IoT and the amount of sensors, we're talking billions of sensors, right, being hyperconnected into the core of the network. And think about managing that type of environment, right? Even knowing that all the sensors are online, or that the data they're sending is correct, or that there's some issue that needs to be addressed at some remote site. All of these different embedded systems now are also moving, right? We have a great example of a really interesting embedded solution problem is, think about a vehicle-to-vehicle accident avoidance system. You have two perhaps autonomous self-driving vehicles that are now connected through the edge network, through intelligent edge systems, and communicating their presence to each other for the purpose of accident avoidance, right? As you start to look at the massive complexity and scale of this thing, it's not possible for human beings to sit on top of that and operate it, right? It's just too large. It's too highly scaled and too complex. So we look at AI automation and machine learning algorithms as a way to operationalize the environment, right? And give you the right tools to filter and aggregate data, or to operationally manage a deployment, the ability to detect a operational problem, right? You may see an aberrant trend in data that a machine learning algorithm can detect far before a human being can. And the human being almost always detects it when the system goes down, right? We want to detect this before the system goes down. So machine learning algorithms are really great at identifying an early trend before an actual fault occurs. And so really, I look at AI and automation playing a big piece in the intelligent edge because of these characteristics. Now, you did ask about security with respect to AI, and that's a bit different, right? Because think about the same problem, this massive, complex, distributed network with all these devices, and again, then protecting that network from intrusion. Can you identify trends that are happening in those devices so that you can clamp down and prevent intrusion attempts that are coming from a variety of different attack points, right, in the network? So AI and machine learning as well obviously have a play from the same perspective of managing that complex infrastructure from a security perspective as well.
And so with all of this in context, what are Wind River's security recommendations for companies who want to build products for the intelligent edge?
Well, I would, you know, of course, given you asked for a Wind River security recommendation, I tell you to look at what we offer, right? But just as general guidance in the space, take a hard look at the DevSecOps toolchain, right? If you're a company trying to build products in this space, you're trying to get to the intelligent edge or do modern embedded device systems, look at the DevSecOps toolchain and make sure that you have a completely integrated environment that can provide the security capabilities you need, that gels with an agile mindset, a CI/CD enabled delivery process. These modern software paradigms that we talked about earlier are enabled by that type of tool set. And in particular, with the security components in it, and ensuring that you build good products for the intelligent edge that are secure. And that applies not only to the embedded device target, for perhaps a safety critical real-time system such as an airplane, but it also applies to the infrastructure for fully virtualized applications that are running on Kubernetes clusters in the cloud and whatnot. And so, you know, I think I'd really point you to that tool chain. And then the second thing I'd have the audience look at is really think about the operational platform that you then run this on. So, all right, you've built this great software application and then you deploy it, but what keeps it secure? And you need an operational platform that can host that can maintain high availability, that has as part of the platform itself, security attributes and features that then protect your application. So both think about the tool chain from DevSecOps and the operational environment to deploy and run the applications.
Excellent. Incredibly actionable. Thank you. Paul, this has been so wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Certainly. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Exploring Security at the Intelligent Edge is brought to you by Wind River, who is delivering the technology and expertise that enable the deployment of safe, secure, and reliable IoT systems. To learn more about our sponsor, Wind River, visit windriver.com. And you can listen to all of our podcasts at cybercrime.radio.